This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a swarm of tornadoes that killed four people on Tuesday, December 17th. Hear how you can be praying in the wake of the storm's extensive damage right after this break. God's word promises in Proverbs 3:6 that if we acknowledge Him in everything we do, He will direct our paths. This statement holds true not only for America, but also for our daily lives. The gospel message is simple. Put God first in everything you do. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 10:27 say this: "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, "You are to love your neighbor as yourself." Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, "You are to love your neighbor as yourself." And lastly, fulfill the Great Commission. Mark 16:15 says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel," that is, the good news, "to every creature." If you want to see America continually blessed, now is the time to step out in faith and spread the good news. This is faith in action. Wherever we go, every faithful Christian is compelled, through obedience to Jesus, to share His simple three-step gospel message all across our land. For more information, please go to the website at www.putgodfirstamerica.com. That's www.putgodfirstamerica.com. Four people died when a swarm of tornadoes ripped through the southeast on Tuesday, December 17th. The storms also injured at least a dozen other people. Water rescue crews tried to rescue two people Tuesday morning, but sadly, one of them died. Kentucky State Police Trooper Bobby told AP that crews were still trying to rescue the other person. National Weather Service confirms at least 8 tornado paths. According to AP, 9 were in Mississippi, 6 were in Alabama, and 3 were in Louisiana. Hope Baptist Christian Academy in Alexandria, Louisiana, had its entire roof ripped off during one of the storms. Workers were able to get children underneath pews in the church sanctuary before a tornado shredded the roof, and one worker had to cling to a beam in a maintenance barn in order to avoid getting sucked into the tornado. Other churches had more than their roofs torn off. One church in Guntown, Mississippi was completely destroyed. But the storm's devastating homes and buildings wasn't the only damage it did. After the storms were over, survivors were left to pick up the pieces of damaged buildings in extremely cold weather. The lows on Tuesday night were predicted to go below freezing, which forced utility crews to work overtime to restore power as quickly as possible. Listeners, please pray for the Southeast region as they recover from these horrible tornadoes. And keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.